Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody texted in. We're waiting to talk to Senator John Kennedy. It is, it's funny because I'm sitting here and neighbors are passing by. I got the blinds open at the Bell Chase broadcast bunker. And I feel as though I'm in, you know, Big Boy Bob's Furniture doing some kind of remote or something, and people in a window and people are waving. Anyway, it is currently 8:43, 17 before 9. It is Tuesday, April 7th. Pardon me? Okay. In case you've lost track, look, I'm from home. Tim's there. Jordan's somewhere else. Senator Kennedy is in Washington. Senator, where are you at?
No, I'm back in Louisiana.
Back in Louisiana. All right. Well, good morning, first of all, and thank you for your time.
You bet. Good morning, Tommy.
Tell me, I guess, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with coronavirus and then move on to stimulus?
Sure. We plateaued. That much is clear. My biggest worry, I think the governor's biggest worry, has always been running out of ventilators. That doesn't appear to be the case. We were supposed to run out Thursday, and that's been changed. As best I can tell, with the additional ventilators we got from the president, we have around, 1,800 to 2,000 in the state, and I don't think at any point we've been using more than 50%. Now, that's not to imply that we didn't have to worry about not having enough, because you just never know when there's going to be a surge. And a surge could still come, but it appears that the social distancing has worked, and that's good news. I mean, you can always build another ICU, and many of our hospitals have been building ICUs, but the whole purpose of an ICU is to be able to deliver care with a ventilator. You know, while we're trying to save lives, we're also trying to save livelihoods. It's pretty clear that our economy is going to take it full in the face. We all are. I've been working the last few days on trying to get money to small businesses. And it's been a rocky start. I mean, we started this program in 1 week, which is lightning speed for government. Our banks are doing the best that they can. We're writing the policy directives as we go. I just got off the phone with Steve Mnuchin's office there to ask some questions, and they're writing the policy as we go. But in a normal year, the SBA makes about, 60,000 loans, about $30 billion. In the first 4 days of this program, we've made, 200,000 loans, about $50 billion. So it appears that we're going to use up the full $350 billion. But we are talking among ourselves in the Senate, I think the House will go along, about adding additional money. And it's not the bank's fault. I know many people have applied for the loans and they're frustrated. It's our bankers are doing the best they can. The SBA is doing the best it can. We're just having to write the rules as we go along. But the money's starting to flow, and that's good news.
Texted in, Senator, and asking about community banks' participation in that SBA paycheck protection program. Is it talk about that, and is it plotted against a timeline where, and you talked about talking to Secretary Mnuchin's office, I sense that he gets that time is of the essence here.
He gets it. Yeah. I didn't talk to the secretary this morning, but I talked to one of his deputies who's in charge of the program, and I could tell he'd been up all night. Mm-hmm. I mean, we passed the statute, Tommy, but there's so many blanks you have to fill in that you fill them in with policy directives, and the Department of Treasury is literally writing them as we go. It's frustrating for our banks because their customers are knocking on the door saying, why can't you make the loan? Why don't you know the answers? And it's not the banker's fault. But it's getting better every day. And I sit on the Small Business Committee. Senator Rubio is our chairman. I talked to Senator Rubio this morning, and he thinks that he's projecting that we're going to use the full $350 billion. Now, we haven't already. We've done $50 billion, but there's just a huge demand. The checks from the IRS ought to start going out this week. Our weak, soft underbelly is the unemployment compensation programs. They're administered by the state. The state's not geared up, doesn't have the software to handle this kind of volume. The federal government has sent them the money, but we're going to have to be patient with the unemployment programs because they're just overwhelmed. But at least something's happening.
Yeah, another disconnect of the many here, because the IRS, their computer system is terribly outdated, right? But yet in this case, there would be ways to get the money out a lot quicker than can the states, and the president talked about their computer equipment being terribly outdated.
I was very worried. We all were, that the state unemployment compensation programs would not be able to handle the volume. Now, many of my colleagues in the Senate wanted to include them, and I went along. We all went along. But we were advised ahead of time that it's going to overwhelm them, and it has overwhelmed them. I think the president's original instincts, and frankly the Senate's original instincts, to just send the money directly to people and bypass the unemployment compensation programs would have been the better approach. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Everybody's doing the very best they can, and the money is starting to flow. And the coronavirus can kill you. It won't kill most of us. It's a small percentage, but it can kill you. But poverty can kill you, too. And we've got to get this economy back up and going.
Yeah, we'll pick it up here when we come back, because I'm going to tell you what, talk about plotted against the timeline. 850, 10 till 9. If you have any questions for Senator Kennedy, text him in 87870, and I will pass them along. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. Tucker, it is 853 WWL, talking to Senator John Kennedy. Text comes in, please pass a simple thank you to Senator Kennedy for his steadfast approach and tireless work from his friends in Tangipahoa Parish, part of which includes having the real ID deadline extended, and the president worked with you on that, and I don't spend a lot of time on it. I just wanted to mention it. Let me get to some questions here about the SBA loans, okay, et cetera. My husband and I are both business owners. This process is heartbreaking. Why have the 1099 self-employed and freelancers being left out? Please help us. What is the process for this?
I'm sorry. It's complex. We're trying to simplify it. Please don't get discouraged. If you're an independent contractor, you're a 1099 recipient, if you will, you qualify. Everybody qualifies. Sole proprietors, LLCs, sub-S corporations, the whole gamut. The only hard and fast requirement, is you have to be 500 employees or less. But we are writing those rules. Treasury is writing those rules right now, and you will qualify.
So just hang on would be the message?
Yes, and we will go to your bank, and the banks, now don't be frustrated if the banks don't have the answer, because they have to get the answer from SBA and Treasury. But they will be provided the answers, and I know it's easy for me to say to be patient, but we intended when we drafted the bill to cover everybody, and we're going to cover everybody.
If they would be in a different state, would it be a different circumstance, or is that about what's going on in Washington
nope.
with writing rules?
Nope, national standard. Nope, national okay. standard. Rules the same for us as for Mississippi as they are for Texas.
In terms of getting the economy going, man, I'm going to tell you what, every time, John, I drive down the street in the middle of the day and see nothing, I see credit card debt being run up, kind of like repairing something under your house, some plumbing, no disrespect to plumbers, but you don't really get a whole lot out of it, right? You're right back to where you were. And it seems like we're running up credit card debt here, staying at home. We're not really getting anything out of it. But at some point, this is going to come due, and I just wonder, I hope, my gut tells me the economy is going to come roaring back like the president said, and that people are just going to have all of this pent up, want to get out, want to get something, want to go shopping, but will they have the money to do it if they've been out of work? How do you see this whole thing ending, both in terms of the virus and the economy?
This is how I see it ending. And I know it looks bad right now, Tommy. I mean, I see the same streets that you do. You know, reminds me of a scene out of Mad Max or something.
Yep.
But we're going to, you know, the economy will get back going. We're going to have these rolling hot spots. That much is clear. The bad news is we have a hot spot here in Louisiana. The good news is we'll be one of the first ones out. And different areas of our economy and different sections of our country will be able to go back to work while others are going through it. Now, some of the rules are going to be different. We're going to have to still stay away from each other. We're not going to be able to have, at least at first, a lot of large gatherings of people. They're probably 75, 100 different trials of therapeutic drugs going on, not just on hydrochloroquine, but there are a lot of other antiviral agents being tested right now. I think in a matter of weeks, I could be wrong, but they're going to come up with a drug or a combination of drugs, which they know for most people will lessen the severity of the COVID-19. Now, why does that matter? What's your biggest fear if you get this stuff?
You'll die.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear. You'll die. I mean, we can all, it's no fun, but you can be sick for a week or two. But what you worry about is dying.
So,
and once
real
we
quick
can figure out a therapeutic drug, it'll eliminate a lot of that fear.
And that's what I want to end with here before we run out of time. In terms of this, what is it, hydroxychloroquine? You know what I'm talking about.
Hydroxychloroquine, yep.
And the Z-Pak. Yep. Are you getting anything, yep. any inside information that this is going to be a game changer in terms of treating the symptoms of people and keeping them from dying?
Well, let me put it this way. Our doctors are prescribing it. Our doctors in New Orleans and statewide in Louisiana are prescribing it. Does it work in every case? No. Would we be better off with a clinical trial? Yes, and they're in the process of doing it. You're not going to get Dr. Fauci to say it's unconditionally safe. He's a very careful clinician and epidemiologist.
John,
but
we're out
the
of
drug is being used.
I hate to interrupt you. I'm sorry. We're out of time. I hope you can come back. Join us soon, though.
Thanks, man.
All right, stay safe and stay sane. Coming back, talking to an ICU nurse could be fascinating.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!